The city of Lynn is undergoing what city planners are calling an historic development boom, something the city has not seen in decades. Lynn's long been a blue-collar city and a home for immigrants, and since the fall of the textiles industry, the city has struggled to attract investment. Now, city officials are courting a new kind of resident, people with good-paying jobs who cannot afford to live in Boston. But as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, some worry the city is losing sight of the people who made Lynn what it is today.
Workers in hard hats and harnesses straddle beams and pass material to one another in the center of downtown Lynn. They're building a 10-story development that will house more than 400 people and bring new shops to the neighborhood. Mike Procopio is the developer behind the project on Monroe Street.
We're standing downtown. There's people walking around. There's coffee shops. There's businesses. There's offices. There's residential. It's this really vibrant, very, very culturally diverse mix of uses and people.
Procopio says Lynn has become one of the most pro-growth cities in the region. 10 years ago, Lynn officials began to reform the city's zoning laws to increase density and ease parking requirements.
I think Lynn said, why are we not on the map?
The city's goal is to encourage new market-rate housing close to public transportation and to entice developers with tax breaks. And it's working. The Monroe Street project is the first of a half dozen developments at different stages in the construction process, according to the city, with hundreds of new housing units on the horizon, with hundreds of millions of dollars in investment.
I can tell you that we are in a historic amount of development that's occurring.
Jim Cowdell heads up the city's economic development efforts.
When we rezoned downtown Lynn and we put the height at 10 stories, everybody said, that's crazy, no one's ever going to build a 10-story building. Well, it's going on as we speak. It's a $90 million development. In my lifetime, there has not been an investment of $90 million in Lynn.
Lynn was once a shoe capital of the world, and Cowdell says Lynn's struggles go back to the fall of manufacturing. Evidence of that is the car dealerships, fast food restaurants, and big box stores located in an area that should be prime real estate.
The old days, Lynn just settled, right? And so if Walmart came to Lynn and said, we want to open up your waterfront, the city said, okay, let's do that. No longer.
More than 100 affordable housing activists and trade union members recently took over Monroe Street to put their own branding on the development of Lynn. Since 2011, rents have gone up by a third in the city, according to data from Zillow. And that's pushing out people like Millie Cruz.
They evict me without, you know, no reason. So I tried to stay in the city. I couldn't stay in the city. I couldn't find nothing affordable at the short time that I have. And I was forced out.
The protesters are angry that the Monroe Street development got a $2.5 million tax break from the city, designed to make market-rate housing construction feasible. Kathleen Santora, a union painter, says development shouldn't only be for people who can pay $2,500 a month in rent.
But now that Boston's saturated, we look really good. You know, we have the waterfront right here. We have the access to the airport. We have the commuter rail. You know, looks pretty good to developers. But if the city wants to give tax breaks to developers, then they have to give us back something. They have to give us some affordable units.
The advocates want the city to require developers to dedicate a portion of units to low-income tenants, similar to what exists in Boston and Cambridge. But city officials point out that more than 12% of Lynn's housing stock is subsidized, with roughly as many people using Section 8 vouchers. They want to maintain those rates. Some small businesses in Lynn are worried about their rents, too. Others welcome the new development. At Charlie's Junction Deli downtown, owner Charlie Christopoulos says more people means more money.
I like it because it's going to be more everything, more business will be moving in, and it's going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for everybody, I think.
Christopoulos owns his business's building, and after 3 decades working 15 hours every day but Sunday, he and his wife have decided they want some time for themselves, so they're selling. Plus, it's the hottest real estate market they've ever seen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.